Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Ordinary Grace by William Kent Kruger, narrated by Rich Orlow and directed by Megan Barrickman. An interview with the author follows this recording. One-Click Digital provides free audiobook downloads in partnership with thousands of public libraries. To see if One-Click Digital's extensive catalog is available to you, visit your library's website. William Kent Kruger opens his novel with a quote from Blaise Pascal. The heart has reasons that reason does not understand. And now, Ordinary Grace.
Prologue. All the dying that summer began with the death of a child. A boy with golden hair and thick glasses, killed on the railroad tracks outside New Bremen, Minnesota, sliced into pieces by 1,000 tons of steel speeding across the prairie toward South Dakota. His name was Bobby Cole. He was a sweet-looking kid, and by that I mean he had eyes that seemed full of dreaming, and he wore a half-smile as if he was just about to understand something you'd spend an hour trying to explain. I should have known him better, been a better friend. He lived not far from my house, and we were the same age. But he was 2 years behind me in school, and might have been held back even more, except for the kindness of certain teachers. He was a small kid, a simple child, no match at all for the diesel-fed drive of a Union Pacific locomotive. It was a summer in which death, in visitation, assumed many forms. Accident, nature, suicide, murder. You might think I remember that summer as tragic, and I do, but not completely so. My father used to quote the Greek playwright Aeschylus, "He who learns must suffer, and even an hour's sleep pain, which cannot forget, falls drop by drop upon the heart, until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God." In the end, maybe that's what the summer was about. I was no older than Bobby, and didn't understand such things then. I've come to understand 4 decades since, but I'm not sure that even now I fully understand. I still spend a lot of time thinking about the events of that summer, about the terrible price of wisdom, the awful grace of God. Chapter 1.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?